Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, hello and welcome to the National Obsession with me, John Cadogan. And I know as soon as you hear me lead the podcast off, it's already off to a bad start, which means Charlie Baker isn't here. He is down the modern wonders of Skype technology.
Skype, John.
Skype.
Skype in the new studio on the Skype.
How about this?
Normally be in, but yeah. We may have another co-host today because I am daddy in charge today.
So daddy daycare.
My daughter in the background. She's refusing to be quiet and sit and watch Frozen, which may be something to do with the strawberry donut I gave her to try and keep her quiet. Already a huge mistake.
I don't know a lot about parenting. I know nothing about parenting, but yeah. Sugar-based bribery.
Sounds like a bad move
to me. But again, what do I know?
May this podcast, this week's podcast, be some sort of contraception for people if they were ever considering having children and getting into it. To be honest, we've got to get on with it because she's got her own podcast in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
With all the kids these days, everyone.
I think she's the only person who hasn't, if not.
Everybody has to have a podcast. John, should we find out what's coming up in the podcast? We haven't got the usual music.
Well, no.
You can imagine it. People know it by now.
We are in a new building. It's not been transferred yet. I'm assured it will be.
Yeah, you'll put
all my stuff will. I'll find something.
There'll be something at some point.
Do you know what? I'll drop something in cleverly in post-production and you'd almost never notice.
Nobody will know. Nobody will know.
Exactly.
Well, I reckon we've got some news. I'm hoping we've got some National League news.
We've got National League news. We've got Talkie Corner, obviously.
Talkie Corner.
We've got
one thing. I managed this week to jump in. You know, I've been in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I've been in Doctor Who. Well, I don't know if you know. If you've been in Doctor Who, they do issue you with a time machine that you can use now and again.
Oh,
if there's anything you particularly need to know about. Yeah,
that's a hell of a perk, isn't it?
Person who's been in Doctor Who,
yeah,
has got one. And I've used it to go forward, and I've found the match report from the Woking Torquay game.
Hey, bloody, this is good news because I've been panicking about it for so long. It'll put my mind at rest.
I was so worried about it. I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll use the old time machine.
Great.
Go forward. We'll find out how it works. I think it's very sensible. It's like one of those radio roundups, you know. So we'll be listening to that later on.
Oh, that's fantastic. But it's worth listening to the end because we've got letters from a listener. Big news. Big FOF-related news.
There is a huge FOF round, a FOF row. FOF drama. This
Big
week,
FOF
is what we can say.
Drama. So that is worth sticking till the bitter end, and it will
few
will
people.
Be bitter.
Oh, God, there's lots of bitterness going on.
Stick to
like
the
that.
End.
John, give us some news.
Right, National League news, because it's all been going on. Let's go back to Saturday and the National League. Wrexham bounced back from a defeat to Barrow with a vital 1-0 win over Maidstone United, all but relegating Maidstone, which leaves Wrexham in third.
Down,
yeah, Maidstone are in big trouble. 29 points are on, and the team just outside the relegation zone, Dover, are on 43. So they're all but down.
They've got to make up a sort of
15-point gap, but they're basically gone.
We won't be playing them next season, though.
Well, no, exactly.
No way.
But for Wrexham, Ben Tollett scored the vital goal for the Dragons. Obviously, popped to the Tollett at half-time.
Ben Tollett.
But in bigger news, Wrexham, nicknamed the Dragons, have signed Anthony Spirou on loan from Norwich, which of course does make him Spirou the Dragon. I mean, are they aware of this?
Oh, that's lovely.
Did they do this on purpose? I mean, it feels like the sort of thing that's...
merch out of this, John.
I'm assuming they signed him purely for that reason. He's probably not even that good a
footballer.
Are they
going to sign some other Dragons? Are they going to sign, like, I'm trying to think of some other Dragons now. George Amner?
George Amner, yeah.
Think of some other Dragons, John.
What's a famous... Komodo? Mark Komodo.
We don't know about Dragons, do we?
No,
we know nothing about Dragons.
Absolutely nothing.
Not Wrexham fans.
No. Bigger news, Solihull 2, Braintree 1. So Solihull maintaining second place. They're level points with Leighton Orient at the top, but they played a game more. A very familiar celebration from Tim Flowers after that win, which you picked up on. Tim Flowers doing the Gary Johnson patented sort of delayed fist pump, building up the atmosphere.
He's nicked that. Poor. He's looked at what do successful managers do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gary Johnson. I went off Tim Flowers at that point, and I questioned my love of Solihull Moors
first
time.
I like Solihull. You've still got to go up there at some point.
I love Solihull Moors.
Yeah.
We love Solihull Moors.
Absolutely.
They're my favourite nearly league club. Hold on a second. Interjection. Yes, Betty. Great throw. Don't get it. That's it. Right, she's off now. Go on. Carry on.
Does Betty know anything about the National League?
Betty, let's find out. Let's ask her. Betty, do you know anything about the National League South? Do you remember that goalkeeper? And who did you meet?
Gilbert the Goal.
Hey. That was nice, wasn't it? And did he speak to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
Oh, God.
Slightly worrying, isn't it? Who was inside Gilbert that day? That's nice, isn't it? And do you love the Yellow Army?
I like the
Pink
Army.
The Pink Army,
no.
Yeah. But you like the Yellow Army as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Betty, I got you a yellow scooter, didn't I? And what colour did you want?
Purple.
Yeah, it went badly.
I think Betty's going to be a Dulwich Hamlet fan. Slight concern. How's that happen?
Okay, carry on.
Aldershot 0, Salford 1. Visitors. Salford also had a goal disallowed in the second half when Nathan Pond headed in, but it was ruled out. Obviously known as Duck in the dressing room, Nathan
Pond.
Do you think maybe? Must be.
Pond across. Across the pond. Across from the pond.
When the ball comes in. Duck! Havant and Waterlooville, but they are remaining in the National League relegation.
Still exist.
They lost 2-1 to Chesterfield. Dan Strugnell playing for Havant. Obviously has been a bit of a struggle this season for Havant.
It's like they just make up. I've never heard of any of these players.
No, but it's
always... like they just get new players every week.
I think they just...
Everyone's got a brand new... Right, hold on, sorry. Betty, no. You will hurt yourself. It's like, John, it's like they make up a new squad every week.
I'd like to think they're doing it for our benefit. They've heard the podcast. Yes. They know we like a stupid name, so they're just signing ridiculous players.
Get some more names.
Speaking of ridiculous players, Harrogate. They won 1-0 against Maidenhead, promotion-chasing Harrogate. Second half header, of course, coming from Mark Beck.
I'm
a loser, baby. Good old Mark Beck. Final bit of National League news. It's managerial news, actually, and surprising news as well. Sutton United boss Paul Doswell. He's been in the job for 11 years, but he's taken a break. And Ian Baird is going to manage Sutton United for the rest of the season. So Paul Doswell.
Sounds odd,
out.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is he going to come back?
Sounds like he will be. I think he'll be back in the summer. But
Didn't he do well? Right, hold on. There's a problem outside. Let's find out what it is. Yes, Betty. The ball stuck in the tree.
Oh, no, this
fantastic.
Is live drama.
Hold on, this is live drama. Here's your ball back. This isn't a tree. It's a camellia. She's not very bright.
Not up to date. I mean,
she's only three.
Gardening,
but, you know,
knowledge.
Must get Alan Titchmarsh round. Yeah. Is Alan Titchmarsh into the National League South? I can see that being.
Can you
be that seeing the sort of thing? No, maybe not.
I mean, we know Alan Benish is
Hampden
in the National
Richmond,
League.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
We know that much, but Titchmarsh, we know not.
Any other big National League news, John?
No. Do you want me to take you up into the National League South for now?
Yes, please.
Some interesting results over the weekend. Bath 1, Wealdstone 1, Chelmsford 2, Western Supermare 2. But Western have sacked their manager, Mark McGregor. Gone. Out
just in time to beat us.
Well, yeah, and but they're bottom of the league. They're down there. They're only 7 points adrift.
The ball's stuck in.
More drama.
Hell no.
The ball. It's gone over the fence, Betty. You've lost it. We'll get it back. We'll get Mike to send it back. Right.
Is Mike going to throw it back, or is he going to put Mike, a pitchfork
Mike,
through?
Mike couldn't give a
bit more National League South news.
Touch with the National League South.
Western sat their manager. Dulwich 3, Truro 2. Truro were in a commanding position, but threw it away at the end. Alex Battle scored the goal for Truro. Shame he doesn't play for Hastings, really.
will do eventually.
Or, of course, Agincourt FC in the lower league French Ligue 3. It was Hampton and Richmond 1, Concord Rangers 4, which bodes well for this weekend as Torquay made the trip to Concord. Slough 2, Billericay 1, which does bode well because Slough got Woking at the weekend. Matthew Lynch scored for Slough, of course, as we talked about. They've given him up after Pancake Day, and now he's back. And he's scoring,
back.
Old Matthew Lynch.
40 days later, bang, he's in. The turn of spring. Lynch.
Exactly, Lynch is back. Torquay 2, Dartford 0, and Welling 3, Woking 3. For sake, Welling. Rubbish.
Welling! For goodness sake, Welling!
Yeah. We could not. Oh. We wouldn't have scored against Welling if we carried on playing for 3 weeks, but they chucked in three goals against Woking.
The Western Supermare and Welling scores are looking ridiculous now.
Yeah.
We'd be nearly up by now.
Yeah. I know, it's so frustrating.
So Slough will beat Woking this Saturday. I'm telling you that now.
Is that the Nationale? We've channeled the Nationale.
We haven't heard from the Nationale for a while, have
we? No, not for a little while.
I think we might need to get him back on soon because at the moment it's just me doing silly predictions. and also, I am going to Concord Rangers, John.
Hey, that'll be good.
Canvey Island.
God.
Do you have to change your money or anything before you get on there? They're the Beach Boys, though, aren't they?
Let's
go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on to Concord Rangers with me. Any National League North news, John?
No.
Just not bothered, really. There we are. Right, that's it. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Yes, this is the National Obsession. Now, as Charlie mentioned earlier, being in Doctor Who does give him the ability, they lend him a time machine as and when he wishes. And he's been into the future, and we can cross now to our correspondent to find out exactly how the Woking v Torquay match is going to play out. Let's have a listen.
A packed Woking Stadium was heaving under the pressure of season ticket holders not being let in, and they'd run out of pasties by kickoff. Ben Gehring, booed at every touch, put the cards ahead on 11 minutes, shinning it in from a corner. Torquay couldn't get their attacking passing game fluid enough to break the Woking kick and rush merchants down, and they reached the break one down. A fast start from the Gulls saw Asa Hall hit the bar with a bullet header and Liam Davis go close from long range. The introduction of Calvin Lumbombo Kalala, a surprise substitute, saw Torquay make the breakthrough, beating two men and hitting a hard and low cross to find Janne for a tap-in. 1-1, game on. But Woking wouldn't go away. One of their f***ing players had a shot and another one of the Woking hit the post, but amazingly no one gave a shit because everyone could see that Torquay were absolutely awesome, and even the Woking fans started cheering the Gulls and started trying to Gary Johnson off. Torquay then scored 8 goals in quick succession, each better than the last. Woking finished the match with 7 men on the pitch and they were all crying for their mums. Final score, Woking 1, Torquay 9. Back to you.
Hey, I didn't see that coming.
a surprise.
It sounded quite even. I thought, oh, I can't. I don't like the sound of this. Then suddenly, I don't know what happened, but we scored eight goals.
It's like he did some heroin or something at half time, and it just.
Well, I mean, look, if it plays out like that, I'll be very happy.
I mean, and all the crowd, police having to get involved, stopping them talking Gary Johnson off on the.
Woking, cheering, talkie. What's going on?
There we are. But look, we didn't know that was good. That's just in the future, John. So we didn't know that, did we?
Yeah, I think that was very promising.
I mean, it's a useful time machine, isn't it?
It's very useful.
I can only use it a few times a year. Because I've got it on a timeshare with a bloke who played some old troll in one episode. So he just timeshare
Bob Mills.
It.
Bob Mills was in Doctor Who.
Bob Mills, yeah. I timeshare it with Bob Mills, so yeah. he needs it for the Leighton Orient game next week.
Imagine struggles to get off the ground when Bob's in it.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National... Oh, I clapped. No, I clapped. This is the National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cardigan.
Yes.
In the studio there. John Cardigan in the new studio, and we're down the line on Skype.
It's working all right.
Be in the studio next week. I'm coming to Concord Rangers. On Fantastic. Saturday on Canvey Island, and this is Talkie Corner. Got it, John.
F*** off, Lino. Lino, you f***ing. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ing. Referee, you f***ing. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Yes.
There he is, John. There he is.
Did you get the sinking feeling at about 3:15 on Saturday when you saw the words Niarte off, sent
no,
off?
John, because
did you lose the faith? Did you?
No,
I lost the faith big time. Oh no,
The
faith disappeared in my house.
Just back.
Is that like even better? But, even better with 10 men, basically.
Yeah, keep going.
So is that the tactic for Woking? Do we just turn up with like a 5-a-side? I mean, we seem to be even better. Maybe. Basically, for anyone who doesn't know, we had a man sent off after 15 minutes and we won 2-0. We were brilliant.
Do you know what I'd love?
Result of the season.
Woking, John? Do you know what I'd love, John, at Woking? Is if Gary played for 0-0. Like, went against everything he's done.
10 men on the line.
Just 10 men on the line.
Do you know what? Like, they would not be expecting that.
No, I'd take it. I'd take 1-0.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely.
I'd take 0-0 at Woking, especially if I'm not going.
But if we beat them and... I'm sorry about that, you're not going. But you are going to Chippenham, I believe.
I'm going to Chippenham on Good Friday, and I'm going to Concord on Saturday. So I am still a fan.
Exactly.
Keep going on that. And also, I've said this with Woking now. I'm starting to be nice to Woking. Well done, Woking. You keep going. Good luck. Good luck. Hold on. Yes, Betty.
Ready.
It's ready. 5 minutes and I'll be out. Can you make me some cupcakes as well, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, carry on. Will you be spending 40 quid to put a good luck message in the programme, John? Or will you just be going on Twitter where it's free?
No, I won't be spending 40 quid. But yes, Jean-Yves Cuniate sent off at the weekend. Did he see? He's been banned. He only got one match ban, which is good news.
Yeah,
not the usual three.
Well, he didn't look particularly nailed on, did he?
No, but he basically brought the last man down. He received a one-match ban for ungentlemanly conduct.
Oh.
I think we may have accidentally reported it to the Victorian FA. What's happened?
Do you think ungentlemanly
conduct? I mean, there's not much gentlemanly stuff that does get off.
maybe at half time he used the soup spoon instead of the dessert.
Or maybe, yeah. You've used the bouillon spoon. Off you go.
Off you go. Bad luck, old pal.
Yeah, ungentlemanly conduct.
Who est la bibliothèque?
Yes, I forgot we had a hotline to Jean.
Jésus et au baby foot.
So yes, Concord Rangers on Saturday. You're going to be there. And
yes,
it's going to be tricky, but
audio,
hopefully
John.
We can. Yes, yeah, try and get some audio.
I always promise to get some audio, but I never really manage it. Let's be honest about it. I'm sort of keep my head down and too stressed about the game.
Yeah.
I think we'll win Saturday. No problem.
Yeah.
I think Slough Town will beat Woking Saturday.
It's at Woking, but let's see what happens.
No, it doesn't matter. Woking, I think they're bottle merchants.
Oh, okay.
Bottle jobs. Absolute bottle jobs. And also, they've got lucky in their last two games.
That's it. That's what I think. They've used their luck now. That's it. They've used it too early.
That's how it goes. blown it, mate. The Netflix special. Let's just mention that we've both seen it now.
I have seen it. Yeah,
excellent.
Isn't it great?
Brilliant. It's really great. But let's just say what we're going to do, John. We're going to do a watch along, aren't we? And record us watching it.
I think that's a really good idea.
Bonus content.
I think as an extra episode somewhere along the line, we should do that. Because, I mean, this was during your era. It was before my era. Yeah. But I've got a lot to say about Paul Dobson.
Oh, yeah. As big as a plum and as deep as an apple. I liked him a lot. All sorts of stuff, wasn't there? Jim McNichol's pubes made a nice...
Yeah, that was nice,
little,
yeah.
That was nice, a little bonus
nice reference.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
Kenny Allen looked as mad as I remember.
My mum was brilliant. Furious about the depiction of Torquay as being slightly run down.
Well, it is, John.
I mean, it is, but I think she likes to think it isn't.
It isn't still. It's in its 60s glamour.
I think just, yes.
Still living at the Palace Hotel.
Yeah.
Well, there we are. That was Talkie Corner.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Letters from a Listener.
On Spotify, because the music hasn't transferred yet.
No one knows.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Oh,
beautiful.
Oh, dear.
Beautiful, John. Come on. John.
Yes.
Letters.
Yes.
Yes, I knew they were this week. We've had some lovely feedback this week. Some lovely Twitter correspondence. Love, couple of lovely reviews on iTunes.
Yes.
John. Thank you for that. If you've listened to the show, you've never left us a five-star review on iTunes, please do that. Even if it means just you go on, put five stars and go, great. That's great. But can I read a couple of the ones we've had, John?
Yeah, why not?
Best podcast ever, five stars from I Love Daryl Pugh.
Oh, okay.
Lucky Daryl. And on the ice, this is from Andy. I hope Torquay don't make it back to the Football League, as it would mean the podcast might have to end.
Oh, okay.
We don't know what we'll do in that situation.
I was about to go and smash his face in until he said that. Oh, I wonder what his problem was.
Chuck a bin on his pitch.
Yeah.
That's something. Anyway, there we are. Thank you very much for those. Appreciate it. If anyone else would like to do that, do get in touch with us at NatObsPod. And what's the email address, John?
NationalObsession@gmail.com, where we have a few
very, very
interesting emails. Foff debate to come. But let's start with Steve Thomas. Steve Thomas says, hi, Charlie and John. I saw your tweet about going old school and checking scores at 10 to 5 on a Saturday afternoon. I think you said that you were going to, weren't going to listen or follow the game. You were just going to check.
I couldn't cope, John. I couldn't cope. So I was just going to stoically check at 10 to 5 and just take it like a man. Like, you know, in Titanic, when the captain accepts his fate and waits for that wave to hit him. I was just going to be like that.
So Steve says that's old school. But he says, how about going middle school and giving Torquay United club call? All the latest news and views from Playmore. Cool.
You just what a good idea. Do you remember club calls?
No,
John?
Far before my time.
We used to ring a number and it was like a 40p a minute number. And it would be like, Cyril Knowles has left the club and Derek Dawkins loves you, Kip. That sort of thing, you know.
Derek Dawkins on the march for Brexit.
I think he is on that march for Brexit. Anyway, carry on, club call, yeah.
But yeah, Steve does say, you just need to explain to any other bill payer that you haven't been calling adult premium phone numbers or babe station. Yeah. Although an interview with Gary Johnson after a Torquay win may have similar effects. On the ice, Steve Thomas Foff 13.
On the ice.
Which leads
Foff
us
30.
Very nicely. We've been pleading with Gammy Nee, aka my dad, to chronicle, to archive the National
Obsession.
And
he hadn't done it, did he, John? He hadn't done it. So we removed the job from him and put a little call out there to my sister-in-law last week's. I didn't even ring her. I asked her. Anyway, she got in touch very excited. Oh, just about to do it. Looking forward to it. Then someone else came in, didn't they, John?
Matthew Porterfold has also done it. I didn't really have the heart. I met up with Gammy Nee last night, who gave me a definitive list. I didn't really have the heart to tell him that someone had just beaten him to it because he's listened through every single episode. But it's still his complete listening has given us some interesting insights, which I'll bring you in a minute. But Matthew Porterfold.
Joe, my sister-in-law, took the bait, though, John. She completely took the bait. But when I said, well, you know, if you'd like to do it, wouldn't that be quite good? She took the bait. She was furious, John. She's furious now listening to this. But there's two other people that have done it.
Anyway, Matthew Porterfold, we start with him, who says, evening, gentlemen on the ice. Being an avid Barnet season ticket holder, I was intrigued by the by the constant mentions of the podcast. Being a completist, I had to go right back to the beginning and listen to the genesis of the National Obsession. It's taken a while to get up to date, but for anyone who's not listened to the early editions, it's a very satisfying journey. Maybe we should release a box set somehow. Having box listened set. To your administration failure, that's the only word for it, with regard to the
yours,
FOSS numbers.
Not mine. Not mine, John.
Well,
yours,
I think we
job.
Could take dual ownership, but never nope. mind. The OCD in me encouraged me to go back and research them myself, and so I started the journey all over again. I can only equate it to Torquay arriving at the away change room at Gateshead, realising they didn't have their kit and sending the kit man all the way back to Torquay to get it.
Anyway, the kit man
has arrived back at Gateshead with the away kit, and I can now provide you with a complete rundown of FOSS numbers and the episode they were issued in. So anyway, let's run down the FOSS. Beginning with FOSS number one, Marcus Arscott.
Marcus, well done, Marcus.
FOSS number two, Rob Walker.
Well done, Rob. Bobby Walks.
FOSS number three, Ted Woodley.
On the ice, Ted.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from Ted in a while, have
they? They were all in episode 42. Episode 43, FOSS rules established. Must write in three times. Can't ask for a FOSS number. The Doug Battersea rule. If you ask, you have to send 10 emails.
Oh, yes.
FOSS five, Phil Overson. Brackets, where's FOSS number four gone? That was the mystery of FOSS four. It never appeared.
Oh dear. This is where the problems began.
FOSS six, Steve Smiths. FOSS seven. Edwin L. Cruden. That's FOSS seven.
Oh yeah, lovely.
FOSS eight.
Oh yes, smashing.
FOSS eight, Matty Haywoods.
Yeah.
FOSS nine, Peter Matty Stringer.
We've tried to give Matty Haywood about eight different FOSS numbers.
Yeah, that's true. FOSS nine, Peter Stringer.
Very good.
Episode 47 we reach at this point. Confirmation of the no application rule. If you apply, you're immediately blackballed. FOSS 10, Mr. Nick Garley. FOSS 11, Lee
young
Cloak.
You're too Garley. Now, Nick Garley deserves special mention as one of the only people ever to come and see me live from the podcast. Steve Smith has been as well. Let's just say that. Carry on.
FOSS 11, Lee Cloak. Well done, Lee. FOSS 12, Lee Cloak.
On the eye. Too Lee. Lucky thing.
We did say, if he doesn't already have one, and he did, we'd given him one the week before. So that's
FOSS
12 is still missing. FOSS 13, Steve Thomas. FOSS 14, Jane Kelly. FOSS 15, Liam Connolly. FOSS 16, Malcolm Pearson. FOSS 17, Lewis Glasson.
On the eye.
FOSS 40, James Thorndike. And FOSS 18, John Greenwood. So we're up to FOSS 18.
What numbers are missing?
FOSS 4 and 12 missing. FOSS 4 is retired for sort of mystical reasons, but FOSS 12 is available. We should give that out next.
Well, we should give that out now to our dear friend who's written us the list, John.
The wonderful, and he says to say, very sleepy Gammy Knee as a result of listening to all these. He sent over something similar. But he also added that Lee Pettifer has been contributing for some time with the Rebuses and from Fulsome Praise for Britain the Musical. And then Gamini adds, I wonder what he thought of this at the end of episode 64. Charlie, we need to give him a FOSS number. John, no, we gave him one last week. You didn't. He is still not a FOSS. You two are hopeless. Hey. Kind regards, Gamini.
John, but hey, you knew the rules though, because he didn't ask. He didn't get in touch asking, did he?
No. So do we award Lee Pettifer the FOSS 12 that has not been awarded?
Lee gets number 12. Lee Ka-dunsh. Gets FOSS 12. Congratulations. And also, John.
Yeah.
So what number are we up to? 19?
18. So the next 18. One, 18. Lee Pettifer takes FOSS 12. So 19.
Well, Matthew Porterfold, fantastic work. Thank you for cleaning it all up.
Sensational.
You're not even a proper friend or family, but you are a friend of the family.
Yeah.
You are FOSS. What number is it?
19.
Chukunk.
Kudunsh.
There it is. Lovely.
And Gammy Knee, obviously you would have a FOSS number, but you are.
Congratulations to Gammy Knee.
Well done, Gammy. Thank you.
I understand Gammy Knee has done a complete encyclopedia of the podcast.
He has.
We can refer to in future weeks.
I've got handwritten notes containing all sorts of stuff because he's listened to every one, stuff we haven't done in ages.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, John. We'll put out a little Twitter poll of stuff we haven't done in ages to see what people would like.
Brian Cox, Gary Howard singing, Alan Bennett. Stuff from Trowell, Michael Caine. We've done a lot of Michael Caine, let's be honest. But there's loads of stuff in there that we haven't, we've literally done once.
Well, It's just how it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just how it is.
Exactly.
We sprinkle the magic around. We don't lay it on too thick, John.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Really appreciate it. Appreciate all the reviews. Appreciate the letters. It's really, really great. Thank you so much. We love doing the podcast. We hope you enjoy yourselves too. That's just how it is. Is that letters from a listener, John?
That's a letters from a listener.
When
you go,
will
you send back? Speed up a letter from a listener. What?
No. We can't hear each other properly.
The National Obsession.
Brilliant. Is that it, John?
That's it, guys.
That's it for another week. Well, how nice. How nice. On the ice to everybody. Good luck this weekend. Everybody except Woking. Good luck, Slough. I took the stopper today. I had to go into London today on the train, John.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get a quick train through from Reading, or you can stop at Slough. And I took the stopper at Slough.
Yeah.
Just to give them a little bit of a thumbs up and a good luck. Because I'm a sad man and obsessed with the National League.
Hang on. Did you actually do that?
I actually did.
Oh my god! He's gone, exciting, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie is officially gone.
Hey. Anyway, John, on the ice.
To all our wonderful listeners.
Get in touch, all listeners. Get in touch at NatObsPod, or what's the email?
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
That's the National Obsession. Bye on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.